man in charge of bling. Say, go change all the containers. Put the wine in gold containers. Say, sure, you got an order from the princess. All the wine was changed from the barns that were clay into the gold. It take a couple of days, all got sour, all got spoiled. The king wanted to bring. He told him, went to bring, he bought him. Vinegar wanted to bring. Then the king got very mad. What do you do? I don't know. That was the order. The princess ordered me. To, what order do? To change the prince's order. Yeah. He called his daughter. What do you do? It's not me, Yisham and Hananiah told me. Yisham and Hananiah. Wait a minute, what did you tell him? You didn't tell him anything? No, I spoke to him. I said, you must be you told him something. What did you tell him? No, I was talking to him about that God gave such a wisdom and such a container. And I said, well, he gave you the answer. But still, she didn't understand. So you see, you put the wine in the clay. It's beautiful. Put it in a gold, get spoiled. I mean, who knows if this wisdom was in a person who was such handsome and that, how much he would want to do avirot with his wisdom and that. He would be tempted and everything. See, so that's why Hashem created him the way that to contain him, to be good. Then, anyhow, this is, we'll go back to what we say, if a person really there is a need, necessity for eating Yom Kippur by the order of the king, surely they have to do it. Life is more important. They said, Pekuach Nefesh Dohe Shabbat, the same thing, Pekuach Nefesh Dohe Yom HaKippurim. So many stories were given, and I said to my students always, you know that there are 2 days in the Torah. One day that the Torah told us, we must eat, and all the Jewish people, there was a time that all the Jews from the Jewish nation violated this law. They did not eat. And there's a day in the Torah that Allah said all the Jewish people mustn't eat. And all the nation violated the law and they went they ate. And they made a mitzvah, not avirah. And how come? So these are the 2 days. One Kippur, the Jewish people, all of them ate. When is that? During the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. He finished the building of Beit HaMikdash on the 7th of Tishri. Hashem told him, you have to celebrate 7 days for the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, and then 7 days the holiday of Sukkot. That's 14 days of celebration, including Kippur. And Hashem told him, every day of this celebration, you eat, and all the Jewish people should eat, celebrate by eating, and by eating on this Kippur, will be forgiven your avonot, just like fasting every year. Because you are eating for mitzvah of the dedication of Beit HaMikdash. The law was in Kippur to fast. It was the law, take the day of Kippur and eat in it. Celebrate in it. That was the order Hashem taught Shlomo HaMelech. Then, there was a day that the Jewish people must eat. When is that? Ber Pesach, let us say that you must eat matzot. And Israel fasted. When is that? Esther, when she ordered that they all should fast 3 days. The first day of the 3 days was the Arab Pesach, day before Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, the 15th and 16th. And why did they fast? Nobody ordered them. Israel, Esther ordered, go and fast 3 days, and they did. Mordechai did what she wanted. How come? But because Pikuach Nefesh Dohe Shabbat. This is to save the life of the Jewish people. So let's go and fast and pray to God in order that we should save the life of the Jewish people that were ordered to be destroyed. That's why they fasted. That's what we read of Pikuach Nefesh. Now then Rambam brings that when they told us not to wash, that the washing is not allowed only for pleasure. But if the washing was, somebody got dirty. His hand got dirty with something. He is allowed to wash in order to clean the dirt. He wants to pray, not with dirt. He has to clean it. A person, there is a rabbi giving a derasha of Torah, not the Rashat speaking politics like they do in this, unfortunately, in this world of ours. There was Torah, the rabbi is teaching Torah, and he is somewhere else, on the other side of the water. If he wants to go to the rabbi to learn Torah, he has to go through the water, walk in the water. Is he allowed or not? They permitted him to walk into the water, go to the rabbi to learn Torah, and come back also. If you don't allow him to come back, he wouldn't go. He would miss learning of Torah, let him go. They permitted him. This not, you are not going in the water with the idea of enjoying yourself to wash or that. You are going with the idea in order to reach your destination to learn Torah. They permitted it. That means things that not being done for the pleasure, being done only with a purpose in order to reach the purpose, the goal that you want to do a mitzvah, they allowed him. Then, even though we say they forbid, certain people were allowed to wash themselves, to wash their face, and a king or a bride. A bride was permitted to wash her face. Why? She's a newly married. She shouldn't look ugly in the eyes of her husband. She has to look good. They permitted her. Look how much consideration they had for Ahava bin Ish l'Ishto. That it's not allowed to wash in Kippur. The bride is okay. Let the husband feel his wife is pretty. She looks good. That they shouldn't think yet already dislike each other.
The bride for 1 year?
The what?
How long of a period for the bride?
I said a bride. A bride is not called only the first 7 days. Then it's not called bride. Really, the Gemara discussed this also. Some of them say a little longer, yeah.
Why are they allowed to wear makeup on the people? You're allowed to wear makeup, no? This
has nothing to do with this Kippur only. This has to do with Shabbat too. We said melachot is not allowed to be done. The question is it melacha or not? We are talking now about things not melacha. Rechitza is not melacha. They forbid you only because of Ta'anu for Kippur. But if you make melacha, I said before, you won't hear. Everything that's not allowed to do on Shabbat is not allowed to do on Kippur. Anything that's within the definition of melacha on Shabbat, it will be considered melacha for Kippur. The question is with makeup, is it melacha on Shabbat or not?
Right.
Well, some they say yes, depends. Sometimes it is yes, sometimes not. For what makeup you put. You took coloring, which is different coloring. Sometimes it's not coloring, it's not the same. Then all depend. If there is melacha, would be as forbidden in Kippur. No matter if it's a bride or not bride, melacha we don't permit. This is the question. Lipstick, they say. Is it like you're making a new color? New color, what's the difference if you paint? If you paint a table, or you put a color in. Or you come, sometimes rouge, red, they put on the cheeks and that. That's a question, is it melacha or not?
I don't think it's melacha. Huh? I don't think it's melacha. She's making herself nice looking in front of people.
Maybe you're right, maybe wrong. You're wrong, I don't know. It's a matter of opinion.
It's seems very much absurd. If you took a lipstick and put it on a piece of paper, but
some they put lipstick that doesn't go off. They put it from the day before. No lasting lipstick. You know that?
Yeah.
And such a lipstick that lasts definitely won't be forbidden. Lipstick that doesn't last, they say not lo mitkayem, that's a different thing. That's a question if it's melacha or not. That's why I didn't discuss it. I said so. Okay. Now, the question, there is a light. Are they allowed to put light on Kippur in the house or not? Should they put the house, the bedroom or not? There's two opinions. There was two customs. Some people have the custom not to put light on. So why? If they have a light, he will see his wife. If his wife will be tempted. And better dark. And the better not to see her. Some they say the opposite. If dark is not allowed, if there is light, he's not allowed to be able to write. If dark is allowed. And therefore, you should put light in order not to be able to write. That means two opinions about it. Now, this is what they explain. I'll conclude with this. Beautiful Darasha. There is a Noah. Tzohar ta'aseh l'teva. When Hashem told him to build the teva, he told him, make tzohar to the teva. What is tzohar? Mahloket. An argument between the rabbis, what is tzohar? One said, Eben Toba. One said, Halon. And Rashi. Rashi brings this from the Gemara. Yesh omrim Eben Toba, yesh omrim Halon. Noah made a halon to teva, and he closed it. When he wants, he opens it. And I said, some they say that so, because the word tzohar, what does it mean? Light. What is light? Well, where do we know tzohar is light? Something bright, shining. You know, midday is called in Hebrew, what do they call it? Tzoharim. Why do they call it tzoharim? It means the brightest time of the day. Shining light. Now, that's why tzohar comes from bright, shine. Now make something to bring brightness, light. What is that thing? Argument. One rabbi said, you should bring Eben Tova. With a beautiful, beautiful diamonds that gives light. You know, like today they make switches. They switch, you know, push button that gives light, a lot of light at night. And that you'll be able to know that there is here a button to push it. But, you know, they put some kind of material on it that you can see shining. There is diamonds also that they shine, not only shine, like this a lot of, they bring light. Now some they say Eben Tova, some say Halon. Well, what's the argument? What's the difference to us, Eben Tova or Halon? Put something that gives light. Say, no, the argument is this. Noah, during the time that he was in the Tova, he wasn't allowed to be with his wife. Why? The Torah said, Bo ata, what Hashem told him to go into the bar, told him, you, ata, ubanecha, v'ishtecha unshebanecha. Said, you and your children, and your wife, and your daughter-in-laws. He didn't say, you and your wife, and your children, and your sons and daughter-in-laws. He said, no. You and your sons, that means you have to be separate. Why? At the time that the world is being destroyed and people are going through destructions, you should not have enjoyment and enjoying himself with his wife. I mean, he was forbidden from having a relationship with his wife. If he was forbidden, it became like for us Kippur. The question is, here, what do you do? It's better to have light, because he's not going to be with his wife when there is light, they are going to see him. Or it's better to be in the dark than not to be tempted. Therefore, one said, Eben Tova. Eben Tova shines all the time and gives light. And therefore, it's better to have light. That because when there is no light, you may be with her. Well, some say, no, the opposite. If you put the light, you will be tempted, you will see her. Therefore, should be without light. And what is that? Halon. When he wants closed, when he wants open. That's why they were arguing if it is Eben Tova or Halon because of the law. And from this we learn the things of Kippur. If we have the custom is today in the bedroom, no light. We put the light in the other room. In the bedroom, no light. Okay, Baruch Hanan, may God bless you that you will have a good Kippur. As they say in England, easy pass. Easy over the past when they're going to send New Year cards wishing you a happy New Year and well over the past.
What?
You should be well over the past. All the New Year cards, that's the way they put them in England. Okay, well, hold on, I don't know what I mean.